Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 6th, 2017. Today is Thursday in the fifth week of Lent. Here are a couple of verses from Psalm 142. I cry to the Lord with my voice. To the Lord I make loud supplication. I pour out my complaint before him and tell him all my trouble. One of my favorite Broadway musicals, later adapted into a film version from decades ago, is Fiddler on the Roof. The story of Tevye and his family, Jews living in Imperial Russia at the turn of the 20th century. While there's great music in the play and in the film, my favorite parts of that production has always been when Tevye talks to God. He goes on the roof or out into his backyard, looks up into the skies, and pours it all out. Sometimes it's filled with a tinge of humor, sometimes with a tinge of despair, sometimes Tevye prays about big things, and other times things that we might consider insignificant. But all of his life is taken to God in prayer. And in that way, I think Tevye embodies some of what we've been reading in the Psalms. Even today, the honesty of the psalmist in Psalm 142, crying to the Lord, making a loud supplication, pouring out complaints, telling God all our troubles. There's a rawness to that sort of prayer that perhaps some of us 21st century Western Christians may find a bit off-putting. Or maybe we don't engage in that sort of prayer because we see prayer as transactional. Why pour out my complaint if God is not going to solve it? Why tell God my problems if he's not going to get me away from them? Indeed, I think that that might be at the root of our difficulties as people of prayer, is that we think prayer is about somehow saying the right words in a pretty enough fashion to flatter God enough so that God gives us what we want. And that is certainly not the understanding of prayer in the Psalms. In the Psalms, we go to God to complain, to curse, to rage, to yell, to cry. We go to God with the emotions that are a part of the pathos of life, and we believe that God is big enough to take those, and that prayer is not simply about getting your way for the psalmist. Prayer is about letting your voice be heard and understanding that God hears. I think that there's something we can learn from that. Perhaps we've become too cautious in our prayers. Perhaps we've become, as 21st century Christians, a bit too self-assured. We don't take the niggly things to God in prayer. Why? Because we think we can handle them on our own. We don't take the medium-sized things to God in prayer because, well, we've got our family, our friends, our support system. The big things in life we're reticent to take to God in prayer. Why? Because either we're not completely certain that God hears them, or we feel guilty that we've not prayed to God before now. Why would we start now? It's a complex matter, this matter of prayer. But I think we can get some hints at how to begin again with prayer from the psalmist and from Tevye. Get out on your rooftop if it's safe, or out in your backyard, or maybe go to a park maybe find a parking space at the mall and sit in your car and just pour it out to God. Just talk or cry or yell or cajole or nag. Let God have it, all of it. As the old hymn says, take it to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.